Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome to the Wednesday Word. That's right, it's Wednesday again. My God, time goes fast. Welcome back to the Wednesday Word, everybody. My name is David Bradley. I am your host of the Wednesday Word. I am also a senior sales and marketing manager with Grant Cardone. Now, the Wednesday Word, if you're a first timer, number one, thank you and welcome. What do we do on the Wednesday Word? Well, here's what I like to do. I'm going to crack open a dictionary and I'm going to find a word that has some connotation or relation towards to success. And we're going to look at that word and we're going to understand the definition of it, where the word came from, what it means, and then also, most importantly, what to do with this word. How do we take this word and use it in our daily lives and then plug it into our sales and our business and our life? The first lesson I learned from Grant Cardone when I started studying his content back in 2003, selling is a conversation. Power comes from the words that you use. So let's understand the words that we're using and let's understand the power within them, all right? So let's hop into today's word, which is what? Today's word is validation. The Wednesday word is validation. Okay, now, question. Do you ever feel, do you ever like, man, they just don't get it. Have you ever felt that way? You think, you're like, man, how come they don't get it? They don't get it, okay? Or maybe they just don't get you. This person does not get me. So the question I want to ask you is this. What if it turned out that the reason they don't get it, that the reason they don't get you is because you don't get them? This week's word, validation, when used, because it's always about usage, right? This week's word will aid you in enhancing your communication and ultimately help you close more sales. So the word, it's a noun, validation, which means it's a person, it's a place, or a thing. In this case, a thing. Maybe a place. If you want to get all metaphorical, right? Are you in a place of validation? So let's define the word. Let's define it. The action of checking or proving the validity or accuracy of something. The action of making or declaring something legally or officially acceptable. Third definition. Recognition or affirmation that a person or their feelings or opinions are valid or worthwhile. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay? So the etymology of validation. For that to happen, the etymology, we need to go to the root word. And in this case, the root word is valid. And valid is an adjective. Interesting, right? Validation, noun, valid, adjective. In the 1570s, valid meant having force in law, legally binding. And then you get into like the mid-range, middle French, like 16th century. And then Latin. Validus, V-A-L-I-D-U-S, validus. And that meant, same with strong, with the French. Sorry, that meant strong. Also meant effective, powerful, active. And that came from valere, V-A-L-E-R-E, meaning be strong. And then when we go to the pi root, means, again, to be strong. So the meaning that we have where it's sufficiently supported by facts or authority well-grounded, that's first recorded in that context in the 1640s. So what's important to me that you take with you from the etymology piece is the strength, the strongness of it. Okay, so then when we start looking at what to do with this word, here's a couple action ideas for you. This is something that I learned years ago and has been a very effective thing for me. Validation. There is a communication technique called sandwich technique. Now, if you've heard of it, then you know where we're going with this. If this is the first time, though, enjoy this because this is awesome. So when you're giving advice, whether it's solicited or not, people are also looking for and want validation. So if you're going to give advice, you want to use what I learned it to be as it's the sandwich technique. So you want to agree first with somebody, you want to compliment second, make them right, do that third. All those three things are happening before you inject any kind of criticism or advice or what have you. Because what people are asking for, it very well may be quite different than what they actually want. So the idea would be to not just skip right to criticism. You want to buffer your criticism. You want to buffer your advice with what is good. You want to then deliver the advice or the criticism, and then you want to end on a positive note as well, something else that is good. So just think about the last time you may have been asked for advice, or the last time you wanted to critique somebody's behavior or performance or activity or anything. How did it go? And would it have gone even better if you'd have started it off with, hey, you know what? I really love the way you ding, 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 ding. Do not use the word but. So it's, hey, you know what? I really love the way you deet, 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 and would love it even more. Or I would really appreciate it if, ding, 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 ding. And I also can't get over the fact that you do this so well. Okay? How would it have gone differently? Would it have gone better? Food for thought. Something to think with. Something to maybe exercise out and role play. Okay, so that's the first one. Use the sandwich technique in your communication. The second thing is, how do I take that? How do we then in sales start applying something to that degree in our efforts to handle and overcome, move through, pass beyond objections? So in Grant's book, The Closer's Survival Guide, he's got a section in there called The 10 Reasons Closers Fail. The eighth reason is handling objections that are only complaints. And within there is this following rule, quote, treat all objections as complaints until further validated, unquote. Wait, what? Further validated? You got to validate the objection. So the same way in the sandwich technique, you want to hear somebody's objection. You want to acknowledge it positively. You want to validate it. How do you do that? Awesome question. Thank you for asking. There are multiple ways to validate an objection. So if you would like to learn more about how to do that, because you can, Grant has 2 weeks free access to Cardone University right now, which will allow you to go in there and study and then practice on all the different ways that you can validate the objection and then move the process along to the next step, which ultimately leads to you doing what? Closing the deal. All right, well, hey, don't worry. I'm not going to leave you high and dry and not give you at least one decent example of validating the objection. So a great question to ask, if you actually had a copy of Grant Cardone's Mastering Objections webinar, you'd get, I think, 5 of these. So what you want to do is when you have the objection, so those of you that are not, quote unquote, in sales, when you have an objection, understand, I hear you, totally get it. Makes sense to me. I'm with you, right? You've agreed. You've made them right. Appreciate how you feel. Okay. And then we're going to ask a question like, so when you say, insert objection, when you say the price is too high, or when you say you don't have a lot of time right now, what specifically do you mean? And then another question, just a little bonus one, one of my favorites. I'm with you, but that wouldn't keep you from doing it, would it? Yeah. Okay, so tinker with those, experimentation with those a little bit, and let me know what happens. Let me know how it goes. So what's the plan here, okay? We're going to start using the sandwich technique in our communication, which means we're going to sandwich, literally, a piece of criticism or a piece of advice on something good, a little positive, negative, positive. Okay, sandwich it together, okay? Makes it much more easy for people to take and digest and implement, okay, which you want them to do, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be giving it to them. And then as we are handling objections, as we are doing that, we are going to do what? We're going to handle all objections as complaints until further validated. Yeah, awesome. All right, so this has been another exciting episode of the Wednesday Word. Hope you got something out of it. definitely hope you take it and you use it. Plug this into your sales and your business and your life. Anything I can do for you, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on the Twitter over at David R. Bradley. My website, CardoneSolutions.com. Thank you so much for being here. Have an awesome rest of your week and be great, because nothing else pays.